Blog Talk Radio.
Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you are live again with me, praise the Lamb of God, at PSM Live, and we thank and praise God for all that he is and all that he has done for us, praise the Lamb of God, across this weekend into this new week, praise the Lamb of God. Our first day on the air Tuesdays through Friday, praise God, and we thank God for each of you that's chiming in, that's calling, praise the Lamb. Oh, what a wonderful day it has been. The Lord is moving by his Spirit. He's doing such a mighty work in our lives until we just cannot complain. We can't tell it all. Thank you for my intercessors, those of you who prayed for me last night. Praise the Lamb of God. Do you know after I got off from asking you all for prayer, the Lord brought that thing to a head. Oh, my God, it's draining. And all is well. Praise God. I thank God. I was in some pain last night, I tell you. But the Lord is good. He's faithful. He's kind. And when we believe in the works of prayer, praise the Lamb of God, prayer will work. Hallelujah. Did you hear what I said? When you believe in the works of prayer, then prayer will work. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, I tell you, I thank and praise God for it. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. All right, saints of God, praise the Lord. Our intercessors are getting in, coming on now, praise God. And we thank and praise God for them, of course, because, my God, they are some of the best that you will ever, ever encounter in your life, praise God, is the intercessors of TCA, praise God. They are some of the best of the best when it comes down to their faithfulness, their dutifulness, and, praise the Lamb of God, their sincerity and their fervency in prayer. They are just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Oh, my God, I just love all of them, praise God. And I thank God for them today. And I thank God for you, and you, our listeners who chime in every day to be a part of, praise the Lamb of God, our listening audience. You are just a jewel, all of you guys, and I bless you today. I bless you, I bless you, I bless you. All right, people of God, praise God. We got an exciting show for you today. We want to bring about, praise the Lamb of God, some more in the area of discipline. Praise God, we definitely want to do that because it's necessary for us, praise God, to make sure that we discipline ourselves as children of God, as disciples of Jesus Christ. So we're going to be talking about that a little later on, praise God, in the show. My God, my God. And then we're going to also bring about, praise the Lamb of God, a time of testimonies today, praise the Lord. I tell you, phones are ringing and the emails are popping. I don't know what's going on here today. Praise God. I guess I'm an important person today. Amen. All right, people of God. My God, my God. Where is the intercessors? Praise God. Push one on your dial, intercessors, so that we can go to our prayer moment today. Praise God. I want to lift up, praise God, oh my God, all of those who are suffering in this season, praise the Lord. I want you to know that our God is able to do anything but fail us. He's an awesome God. He is an awesome God. My God, my God. He is awesome in all of his ways, in all of his ways. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. People of God, I want you to know that we are going to be, praise the Lamb of God, on the Word Network with Bishop Cousins, praise the Lamb of God, this week on Friday night. I don't want you to forget that. Don't you forget that. Praise the Lamb, Friday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a live service, praise the Lamb of God, emanating from the city of Destiny in Cincinnati, Ohio. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We want you to be there. We want you to be there if you can make it. Praise the Lamb of God and be a part of the listening audience there. And then to partake, praise the Lamb of God, of all the festivities that's going to be going on at the City of Destiny with Bishop Victor Cousin. You are invited. You are invited to be a part, praise the Lamb of God, of this dynamic, praise the Lamb of God, and powerful session on Friday night, this Friday night, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, at the City of Destiny. There's going to be presenters on there, praise the Lamb. Bishop Bloomer will be there with us. Yes, God, hallelujah, and others, and we want you to be there to be a part of that. Tonight is our hour of power at the Truth Church, 1 hour from 7:30 to 8:30, praise the Lamb of God, and we are out of there, praise God. And we want you to come out and be a part of that today. Praise God. Then we have our daughter, Valencia Hill. Her birthday is today. You know her, a lot of you know her as Living Victoriously on our page, praise the Lamb of God. Today is her birthday. She's one of our dear members also at the Truth Church. And so we wanted to salute her today also. Praise the Lamb of God. Happy birthday, Valencia. Praise the Lord. Now, here's my daughter in Q. How you doing there, Ophelia?
I'm doing well, Prophet. How are you?
We are blessed of the Lord. Praise God. Doing better. Thank you for the prayers of the saints on last night. Praise God. Granddaughter,
Amen.
How you doing today?
I'm doing fine today.
That is wonderful. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you all. I really do for lifting me up on last night. I'm telling you, it wasn't a good 10 minutes after I got off the air that thing popped. I said, Lord, that they didn't pray too hard too quick. Hallelujah, man. I tell you, it's a wonderful thing to watch how God works. But I don't think I would have received any sleep last night if that thing had hung there all night like that. I couldn't touch it.
You wouldn't have. You definitely
oh,
wouldn't
my
have.
Goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. Lord, let that thing pop. And that drainage and all of that, you know, came for. Plus, the doctor had gave me some meds to take for it. Praise the Lamb of God. So, and I got some antibiotic ointment and all that, and working with it. I've always suffered from them, but it was in my earlier years. I haven't had one of those in a long time. But you know, when you have sinus infections and all of that kind of stuff, and back drainage and all of that, it can appear anywhere. When infection is in your body. But, hey, it's coming out now, I bet you. In
Amen.
The name of Yeshua, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're only human. We are human beings. But it's wonderful. It's wonderful, praise the Lamb of God, to see God do what he's doing in this season just miraculously. To me, it was a miraculous thing. I mean, I didn't mess with it. I didn't do anything.
Amen.
And I just asked you all to pray for me, and before I knew it, that thing was, I'm telling you, praise God, it was open and going. Hallelujah. So we praise God for that. Amen? Yes, we do. God, thank you guys again. All right, let's go to prayer. Let's go to prayer. Praise God. And I want to hear some testimonies today. Somebody better have some testimonies about the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. What God is doing. We want testimonies today. You can push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. So when we come back out of prayer, we can have some testimonies coming forth. Praise the Lamb of God. That the goodness of God, what prophecy has done, what the Lord has spoken in your life, and you have seen manifested. My goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. That's what we want to hear today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Granddaughter, what is our prayer focus this week? What we're praying over, last night you guys were all praying. What we're praying over this week?
What we're praying over this week is we're praying over the gathering. We're praying over favor, a godly visitation, manifestation of promises, the outpouring of the spirit of increase in signs, wonders, and miracles.
Amen.
My God, that's enough to pray for right there. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. All right, saints of God, praise the Lamb of God. We're in prayer mode now, and I want you, praise the Lamb of God, those of you who are sick and afflicted, I want you to know, and I don't just say this to say it, our God is a healer. Hallelujah, he's able to make the wounded whole. I also want to say to those of you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, who are in convalescent homes, those of you are in prison institutions, God is able, praise the Lamb of God, to visit you right where you are and take care of whatever the need is. He's able to do that right where you are, praise the Lamb of God. Let your faith and your trust be upon him and upon his word and watch what he does, praise the Lamb of God. He can show you favor anywhere. He can give it to you anywhere you are, praise the Lamb of God. Those of you in need of a job, God is a door opener, praise the Lamb of God, and he will and he can sustain you, praise the Lamb of God, while you're not working. He will take care of you, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. If you are his child, guaranteed, it's guaranteed, praise the Lamb of God, that he will supply your every need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That he will do. He's that kind of God. Hallelujah. And we know that. All of us know that, praise the Lamb of God, who have been any time in this ministry aspect and walking this road, praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to ask now our daughter Athelia to come and lead us, praise the Lamb of God, to the throne of grace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us put a praise on our lips on this day. Hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah. Father God, merciful King Jesus, Lord and Savior. Father God, we come before you humble. Father God, where our knees bend and our head bowed before you, Jesus. Father God, we're seeking your forgiveness, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the spirit of repentance, Father God, that will take us over this very hour in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to wash us clean, Father God, in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. We lift you on high. We glorify your name, Father God. You are the provider. You are the sustainer, Father God. You are the miracle worker, the healer, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you for the provision. We thank you for the protection. We thank you for wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for all that you have done and all that you are doing and that's to come, Father God. We give you glory, Father God. We lift up our brothers and sisters on this day, Father God, from coast to coast, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the angels that are being deployed on their behalf. In the name of Jesus, continue to encourage them, Father God. Hallelujah. Continue to strengthen them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you for the healing miracles that are taking place now in the hospitals, now in the nursing room, in the name of Jesus, now in the prison walls, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the renewing of the mind, the renewing of the heart, the renewing of the spirit. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the angels are snatching the souls out of the fire. Hallelujah. We thank you for your disciples that are speaking your name and spreading the gospel. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we give you glory on this day, Father God. We thank you for our leaders. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus be over them, Father God. Hallelujah. Lift up their burden, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, provide laborers, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. In the magnifying name of Jesus, Father God, with the power of God, we rebuke the enemy's tactics and strategies against the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus, we renounce the enemy now. You are rendered powerless. You have no jurisdiction and no legal right. Take your hands off God's people now. In the name of Jesus, you must be, hallelujah, subject to the word of God through the blood of Jesus, according to his word, Matthew 10 and 1. We have the authority to tell you what to do and when to do it and how to do it.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, we shut you down now. We beat you down now. We scatter you now. Hallelujah. We take away all your strategies in the name of Jesus. And we send you to a dry and barren land where you will dry up and die. In the name of Jesus, we call the spirit of peace unto God's people. We call the spirit of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge unto God's people. We encourage the people in the name of Jesus. We call the Holy Ghost to saturate the atmosphere. In the name of Jesus, touching every area, building up broken down hedges. In the name of Jesus, fortifying the people of God. In the name of Jesus, we lift up this nation before you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we ask for mercy, hallelujah, mercy and favor and blessings in the name of Jesus, Father God. We give you the glory and the honor on this day, Father God, because you are the absolute end, Father God, and we give you glory and hallelujah to your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Athelia, for your prayers today. Praise the Lord. Prophet Daryl Simons is with us. Prophet Daryl, how are you doing today, sir?
Man, everything is okay. Everything is okay.
Does that mean you're wonderful?
I don't know what the enemy is doing, but he gets no victory. He gets no glory. It's just every time I try, it just seems like the enemy's just acting a fool lately. You know, I was talking to my brother this morning. I don't know what God is up to, but there's something going on in the spirit realm. I don't know what's going on. The Lord ain't told me nothing.
It's a war going on.
I'm telling you.
It's a war, you know, and we have to stay in prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. And we have to stay armored up because this guy ain't playing with us. The devil ain't playing.
Oh, no, he's not.
Nope.
Praise the Lamb of God. And let me tell you something. I ain't playing with him.
I'm not a man.
I'm telling you, every time he tries to attack me, I go out and do something radical. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Say, you shouldn't have messed with me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
I exposed him this morning. You know, when I got up this morning, I know you probably saw it on Facebook. You know, the Lord had me going up that on Facebook asking for forgiveness and repenting this morning.
My God.
To make him upset. Because, you know, the enemy thinks he got the upper hand on us. You know, we think we're walking in truth and this and that. We preaching and prophesying, and we still got unforgiveness on the inside of us. And we think we have released what we really have not released. So God had me getting up repenting. And I'm telling you, Apostle, when I begin to repent and begin to ask for forgiveness from people, people I've offended, people that have offended me, I felt something break in the heavenly.
My God. Hallelujah. Yes. Let me tell you something, man of God. Hallelujah. Repentance. See, you're going to get into my spiritual disciplines. And, you know, I told you how the Lord told me to deal with these disciplines. You know, of course, that's one of the first disciplines that we encounter when we encounter Christ. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Lord says to us that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Praise the Lamb of God. We make the yoke heavier than what it is, heavier than what it is. And praise the Lamb of God, we make the yoke difficult because a yoke is something, praise the Lamb of God, that they used in plowing so that they could put two oxen side by side to plow together. Praise the Lamb of God. When Jesus take my yoke upon you, he's saying, be yoked together with me and let's walk together, praise the Lamb of God, on this journey. Hallelujah. And because we're not disciplined, praise the Lamb of God, we're not able, praise the Lord, to walk in marked time with him. Because we are not disciplined, praise the Lamb of God, we step out of line of the path that's being plowed. Because we're not disciplined, we fall under the light burden. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light, but we take it as the burden is heavy to be what God wants us to be. We act like it's heavy. It is not, praise the Lamb of God. The thing is, we must surrender to the yoke. Hello, light bulb.
Wow.
Praise the Lamb of God.
If
we're going to surrender to the yoke, praise the Lamb of God, a lot of what we wrestle and battle would go away. Praise the Lamb of God. The struggle of the believer is being godly. The struggle of the believer is dying daily. The struggle of the believer is allowing Christ to live and for you to decrease so that he can increase. That's what the struggle of the believer is. Praise the Lamb of God. And Satan knows, hallelujah, that's our struggle. We always want to be human, so we handle everything like humans do.
Wow.
We go off when we get mad. Hello, when the Bible didn't tell us how to deal with it.
Yes,
if we was yoked together with Christ, we would handle things differently. Praise the
That's
Lamb of
true.
God. We wouldn't be snapping off on people.
There's
a lot of things, praise the Lamb of God, that would not occur.
You
shall
Hello,
light
right.
bulbs. We
right.
had the godly disciplines in place. Praise the Lamb of God. But they can't get in place without the first one, and that is repentance.
That's it.
Hello, light bulbs. You can't even get yoked with Christ until you repent.
Amen.
And people don't want to repent. They want to ask for forgiveness, but they don't want to repent.
I repent.
But we remain the same. Repenting is being godly sorrow and changing.
Turning away.
Hello, and turning away and a turning too. Turning from your way and turning to God's way. And a lot of people just don't want to do that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
That's true.
Oh, my goodness. This is supposed to be Testimony Tuesday here now. Praise God. But Prophet Dale jumped over here with some good stuff. So we have to come into play, praise the Lamb of God, if we're going to deal with, praise the Lamb of God, these disciplines. We have to come to a place of saying, you know what? First of all, it's got to be Yahweh and not my way.
That's right. And you know what, Pastor?
The greatest Yahweh and not my way. And when you hear people say stuff like, well, I've been like this, I can't help it, like, those are people who don't want to change, don't want to repent.
They don't want to change.
That's right. And you
don't
know what?
Repent.
People, it's about want to be broken. Don't know what body want to be broken. And when I felt that breaking in the spirit, I was like, oh, my God. What is? And then when I stepped outside, I was like, oh, my Lord. I even called you. And I said, okay, Apostle must be in prayer, getting ready for the show. And it was like the other day I was laying in my bed, Apostle. It felt like something had, it felt like fire had hit me on my forehead. And I have the mark. You can literally see the mark on my forehead. And I was looking. I thought it was like somebody had dumped some ashes, like something had burnt me. I was like, the blood of Jesus. I was like, Lord, have mercy. Hit me right in my forehead. And I was like, well, I rebuked the mark of the beast. You know, I got real current then.
Oh, God.
I said, Lord, you sent me to the day of redemption. But it looked like somebody had scratched me across my forehead. So, I felt. And so then I was like, okay, the Lord was preparing me for today. You know, all because it said everything that couldn't happen did happen. You know, if it wasn't one thing, it's another. But, you know, God always got a ram in the bushes. So I really truly just thank God. You know, when I come out of this thing, I'm coming out with a vengeance. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Man of God, you know, we have our issues and our struggles. Praise the Lamb of God. And sometimes they come as messengers to buffet us in our bodies. Praise the Lamb of God. We have all types of things that go on. I mean, I wrestled with a real headache this morning, praise the Lamb of God, you know, but at the same time, praise God, I just went and gave it to Jesus. I didn't even take no medication for it. I just laid on the sofa, praise God, and that's probably when you was calling me too. I laid on the sofa and I just drifted off back into the spirit and gave it. And when I awakened, praise the Lamb of God, about 11 o'clock, I promise you, my head was clear as a crystal. Praise the Lamb of God.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
We have to stop giving place to the devil and audience to him. Hello, my loves. Yeah. Again, this thing that I talk to you all about a lot is spiritual maturity. Being mature in God. Praise the Lamb of God. Growing up and not being like children. Hallelujah. Being and tossed by every wind of doctrine and by every woe and wile of the devil that come at us. We shouldn't be tripping about these things. First of all, praise the Lamb of God.
That's true.
You got to know that you have an enemy.
Yes.
That's number one. The saints need to wake up and understand we have an enemy out here. Praise the Lamb of God. Camouflages and disguises himself in many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
To keep unfocused, out of balance, praise the Lamb of God, and tripping over nothing. Over simple things.
Yes.
Over simplistic things.
Yes.
Nothing to trip about.
That's right.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Ready to
and we just go to over the simplest things.
Wow.
over the simplest things.
Yep.
Hallelujah. Because we don't have the disciplines in place. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Our discipline is not where it should be in God. Praise the Lamb of God. It's not where it should be. And there's too many of us who've been in church for years who still have no discipline.
That's
come
true.
On, prophet.
Hello, light bulb.
That's true.
Come on.
Still have no discipline. Who want to be wild, unregulated, no rules to abide by, have themselves as their own manager,
come
and
on,
disciplinary
somebody.
Officer. Which means they're never gonna be disciplined. As long
Jesus.
As you have yourself as your disciplinary officer, you'll never be disciplined.
Right.
Because you're not gonna be hard on yourself.
Nope.
You're not gonna do and say to yourself what it takes, and that is admitting that you are the problem.
Jesus.
You're going to always hide in the shadows like it's everybody else. And you are the issue. And you are the issue. Hello, light bulb.
Amen.
You.
Hallelujah.
You.
And when you come to a place of acceptance of the self issues that need to be worked on, you're on your road then. To
Amen.
Spiritual discipline. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about it. Praise the Lamb of God. Because if we're going to live in the prophetic realm, there's a lot of disciplines that we're going to have to embrace. Praise the Lord. There's a lot of disciplines we're going to have to embrace. Praise the Lord. So that not only are we in a position, Prophet Dale, to prophesy accurately, praise the Lamb of God, but that our character, hello, light bulb, praise the
right.
Lamb of God, will not be marred, hallelujah, and our personality will be pleasing to Christ. I didn't say pleasing to ourselves. Pleasing to Christ, hallelujah.
Wow.
Which is something we never think about. We go to God every day and never ask them, do you like my personality? Have you ever asked them that?
Mm-mm.
Hello, light bulb. Do
yes,
you
yes.
like my personality, Lord?
Mm-mm, because he going to say no.
Man, it's a lot to work on, praise the Lamb of God, and it's not difficult to work on it when you desire to be all you can be for God so that Christ can live in you, praise the Lamb of God, and live through you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But
Amen.
As long as we're trying to manufacture God, manufacture the Holy Ghost, at given times when we need him or when we're in the spotlight,
right.
through noise and emotions,
right.
discipline. We'll never be disciplined. Praise the Lord. Because once you get disciplined, you're going to recognize
yep.
that God is always with you. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. And that the manifestation of his power is always present to be manifested.
Mm.
You ain't got to run nowhere. You ain't got to go through no aerobics or nothing to generate anything. It's there. Because you have disciplined yourself for it to be there.
Yes.
Oh wow! I guess that might have been too much. They probably didn't get
it. That's it.
Woo! They might not have been able to wrap their mind around that one. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious! You know, I preached a sermon once, Prophet Darrell, that deals with the vessels, the vessel of honor, the vessel of dishonor, praise the Lamb of God, and so forth, vessel of wood, a vessel of gold, there's all different types of vessels, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and Paul speaks to us in a manner, praise the Lamb of God, allowing all of us to know that we are vessels, praise the Lamb of God, of some type. And we have to look at ourselves and find out what kind of vessel are we. Are we a vessel of honor or dishonor? Are we a chip vessel? Are we a cracked vessel? Hello, Light Bulb. Are you a vessel that God can put on public display?
Mm-hmm.
Or do he have to hide you when guests come?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Light Bulb. You know how mama put her good china out? Are you good china? Or are you that chip plug up in the cabinet that she drinks out of? Praise the Lamb of God. She drink her coffee out of it, but she ain't going to give it to no guests or nobody else.
Right.
It's only. But she wouldn't dare even pull you out if company came. She'll drink out of another coffee mug.
Don't know how to act.
Hello, Light Bulbs. Because you got a chip on your shoulder. That you won't deal with. Your personality is flawed. You're marred. There's a defect in you. And you don't want to deal with it. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And then some of us can't hold water as a vessel.
Right.
Everything leaks right out of us.
Thank you.
Praise hello, Light Bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
Everything leaks right on out of us. Praise the Lamb.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Praise
my God.
Woo! Woo! Then you know what's also sad, Prophet Dale? Some of us are vessels of honor that God want to use publicly, and we so messed up we don't even know it.
Jesus.
We're not even aware, praise the Lamb of God, that he has elected and chosen us for public display.
Jesus.
Woo! My goodness gracious. Hallelujah. That's right, Nicole. You ain't the only one that got challenges. We all do.
Yes,
but
we do.
The great thing is, what are we doing about the challenge? What are we doing about our challenges to receive the discipline, praise the Lamb of God, that's going to make us the disciple that Christ would have us to be. Hello, Light Bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. You want to tell you, Prophet, that what the average believer's problem is? The fruit of the Holy Ghost is not dwelling richly. The fruit of the Spirit, which is love, and all of his seeds, the seeds of love, are long-suffering, patience, kindness, gentleness, temperance, self-control. Hello, Light Bulbs. The average believer walks around talking about love, but has no gentleness, has
That's
no
it.
Kindness,
ain't no love there.
Have no self-control, have no long-suffering, or anything of that nature, because they don't center on the seeds of the fruit and pray over it and ask God by the Spirit to let it manifest in them. Don't nobody be walking around praying for long suffering.
Sure don't.
The last time you heard somebody pray for temperance, for self control.
They probably don't know what it is.
Pray for God to control us, because that's our scapegoat. Lord, keep my mouth. Lord, hold me now. I don't want to go off in here.
Amen.
If you have the fruit of the Spirit, you can control yourself.
That's it.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If you want to be controlled.
If you want to be controlled,
praise the Lamb of God, and disciplined, and you filled with the Holy Ghost, then it shouldn't be that hard for you to do.
Yeah.
So that you can be a vessel of honor. Because I learned a long time ago, the majority of I can't is I ain't. Now, I know that's not good, but that's the way we say it. Hello, Lightbulb.
I ain't going to do it.
I ain't going to do it.
You're right.
I ain't going to do it. Praise the Lord. It's not I can't, it's I ain't.
Right.
Ain't that I can't change.
I ain't going to change.
I'm not going to change.
Because
I don't want to change.
I don't want to.
Because changing is a challenge. Praise the Lamb of God. Changing is a challenge. We'll take all kinds of challenges. The ice bucket challenge. The water bucket challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Your hair every day challenge. Take all them kind of challenges. Because all of those challenges are momentary and temporary.
Right.
Take the challenge to change.
Well.
Disposition in your attitude. Take the challenge to change your flip lip.
Well, oops. Talking to me.
Take the challenge to change arrogance, pride, and haughtiness.
Ooh,
Jesus.
Take the challenge to change that. Hallelujah.
Take it.
Praise the Lamb of God. All these Christians out here doing these challenges, and I challenge my church Sunday to witness. I want y'all to take this challenge. Witness to somebody. Go out and win some souls for Christ. Don't nobody want to take that challenge.
Show no.
We'd rather pour a bucket of ice on our head.
Nah.
We'd rather pour ice on our head and stuff than to take the challenge. Praise the Lamb of God to do what the Lord has commanded us to do. And there's something very wrong about that.
Yep.
There's something very wrong about that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, listen, if you're listening to my voice and you want to join in, be a part of our talk show today, you can. Area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818. And you can call in and be a part of our show today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want all of you to understand that the disciplines are not absolute automatic. And that's what is a problem within the psychic of the believers, praise the Lamb, that we think once we get the Holy Ghost, everything happens automatically, and it doesn't. We want everything to just fall in place. But
right.
As you live a little while, you find out that it just doesn't fall in place. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It doesn't just fall in place. Everything doesn't fall in place. Everything has to be, excuse me, everything has to be put in place. Put in place. It just don't fall in place. My son Joseph, and I was talking yesterday, and Joseph told me, he said, Dad, I saw a billboard or something he saw that read something on this wise, praise the Lamb of God, change does not have a remote control. So get up and do something about it.
Amen.
Hello, Lightbulbs. Change does not have a remote control. Becoming better does not have a remote control. Discipline does not have a remote control. You have to get up and do something about it. You have to work on change. You have to work on being better.
Yeah.
That was causing them to get the God in place in them to love and to encourage.
Hallelujah.
To train and to.
It's not just going to happen.
Before.
All bad stuff. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. When the love of God dwells in us by his Spirit, the possibilities are endless. Or what can happen? It's endless. Praise the Lamb of God. But we must desire, hallelujah, the best wine. We must desire, praise the Lamb of God, to be better and then put forth the effort of becoming better. A lot of talk in the background. We must do that, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. The disciplines that is set in order in Scripture for us, praise the Lamb of God, come to us. I mean, even, you know, and I've shared this with you all before, even when the Scripture says to us, it says, let us lay aside every sin and the weight that so easily beset us, that we might run with patience the race that is before us. It says, let us lay aside every sin and the weight. And every time we get involved in something, we start asking God to do it. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
We want God to do everything, when in fact, praise the Lamb of God, the Scriptures is telling you to do it. Let us lay aside every sin and the weight that so easily beset us. So you have a power and ability, praise the Lamb of God, to do what's necessary to be done to make yourself better. And crying out to God, praise the Lamb of God, to stop you from doing the things that you do is not the whole answer or remedy to the issue. You can pray all day for God to stop you from smoking cigarettes. I know people who have caught cancer and still smoke.
Yep.
Got cancer. That's about a made-up mind. You change when you want to change.
Yep.
But as Shanika says, nothing changes if nothing changes. If nothing changed, nothing changed. When it comes down to you, personality, attitude, the disciplines, you're not going to change unless you change. And a lot of it has to do with one's perception of themselves.
Yep.
Because a lot of people don't think there's nothing wrong with them. Because they judge themselves according to what they see flawed in other people.
Right.
And then they say, I know I'm this, but I'm not like that. When we're supposed to be living up to Christ's standard and not our own standard.
Exactly.
Whoa. Woo. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. I tell you. And when we look at the commandments of God and the commandments of Christ and the Word of God to help us to be better, we must admit that they are not burdensome when you really look at them. They're not burdensome. We make them burdensome. Praise the Lamb of God. We make them burdensome. We cause them to be a burden because we don't want to be better. We don't want to do better. Praise God. We just want to remain the same, to just say, okay. And then it shows forth, praise the Lamb of God, why things are not getting better around us, why things are not getting better in our society or whatever. How can it get better if we don't get better? How can things get better if we don't get better? It's going to take some discipline. Praise the Lamb of God. All right. Praise God. We're going to talk about this a little more, a little further on. Praise God. But it's Testimony Tuesday. I don't want to get off my theme today all the way. Praise the Lamb of God. So if those of you that's on the show today, you called in today and you have a testimony, praise the Lamb of God. Why? Just push one on your desk. I want to hear the testimony. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Ain't nobody. Prophet Darrell started this conversation. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Eric goes 3-2-1. This is Apostolic Prophet Shakespeare, and you're live with PSM.
Hey there, Prophet Shakespeare.
How you doing, sir? Who is this?
This is Prophet Anthony, Prophet Shakespeare.
Anthony! Man, where have you been?
To hell and back.
Oh, Jesus.
I just have to be honest. I have to testify today. I have to testify for people of God in the midst of everything. Prophet, PSMI, the Lord, you know, he has taken me down such a road of a, you know, and I understand his love for me. And I just want to testify, you know, I haven't been home because I've been to hell.
My goodness gracious.
You know, I've been to hell. I had lost my house. We was homeless. You know, and the Lord sent us to a church, to an apostle. And she took us in. And it's been something.
Wow.
But I sat here in the basement, for this is where we stay at, in one room with me and my kids. That, you know, they're going to school and everything. And I just sat here for the first time today. I weep, Prophet. And the Lord began to tell me, he said, son, you stop crying. Because you was tired of crying and seeing no change. And you stop crying because you allow people to tell you to man up about your situation. So I ain't been crying in a long time. But today, a broken man, a weeping man, spirit fell on me.
Jesus.
Glory to God.
My God, my God.
God is with you. God is with you.
And I feel you, man of God, and my heart goes all the way out to you. Let me tell you something. Apostolic Prophet Shakespeare has been there. I know what it is to come home and your furniture is sitting on the lawn with nowhere to go. I know what that feels like. I had to live in a hotel. I had to live in a hotel, and my friend, Pastor T.J. London in Saginaw, Michigan, put his credit card up to pay the hotel bill for me and my children,
my God.
And my wife at the time to stay in a one-room, regular hotel room until we were able to rise up. And you talking about a break-in season? You talking about a teary season? You talking about of the feeling I was about to lose my mind?
My God.
I was in this predicament with no help and no rescue. And I was pastoring a church that had $50,000 in the poor safe account and wouldn't give the pastor a dime. Do you know the play that was on my mind during that time?
My God, I hear you.
I had a master's degree, had just graduated from seminary and everything. And to me, Lord, I done all this for you, and I'm like this. But God had to break me.
Come on, yo.
God had to break me all the way down to make me who I am today. And do you know what? No problems that everybody else struggle with stress me out because of where I've been.
I hear you.
Hello, Lightbulbs. Prophet, let me tell you something, man of God. Where you at right now, it's only one way for you to go, and that's up.
Amen. Amen.
And let me tell you something. When the vindication of God hits your life, nobody is going to be able to stop your blessings.
Look at Jesus.
It sure is the Lord living. If you just hold on, as sure as the Lord living, praise the Lamb of God, a mighty change is coming in your life. Hallelujah. Watch God. Watch God. And I'll say like this, it's only a test. It's only a test. And your testimony, hallelujah, already has caused you to pass the test.
Sando, I hear you, Jesus.
Woo, I feel the Spirit of God. Your testimony has to pass the test. Praise the Lamb of God. Where is Bertha? Bertha, you here? Push one on your dial. If you hear Bertha, praise the Lamb of God. I keep hearing for Bertha to pray for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The way you are, what, my Bertha, what you hiding here, girl? My Bertha, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing, Prophet Sanders?
I'm blessed, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha, I hear in the name. So it just keeps speaking. It just keeps speaking. It just keeps. Bertha, call Bertha. Call Bertha. Bertha, you got to pray for the man of God right now. Praise the Lamb of God. You got to pray for Anthony and his family. It's something. I don't know what this connection is. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. But I'm sure you heard his testimony, right?
Yes, I did.
Hallelujah. My God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. I thank you today, God, for this day. For this is the day that you have made, oh God, and we rejoice.
Oh,
and we're glad in it. God, we thank you for just one more day that you
one
have set confidence in your family. God, even in his brokenness, oh God.
Yes.
And you were with Joseph. You are with him. You're right there by his side, oh God.
My God.
I see the angels in the room with him, oh God. I see your hand of mercy upon him, oh God. God, the prophet has prophesied, it's only a test. It's a road that he must travel in order to obtain the recompense of the reward that you are waiting for it. Father God, and we want you to know, according to your feet,
We ask you now, Father, in the name of Jesus, to give him the strength to endure what he must go through as a soldier. Father God, strengthen him. Cover his mind, oh God. We block and bind every plot, scheme, distraction, hindrance that the enemy would even think of sitting to discourage him, oh God. God, we thank you now for the victory, oh God. Father God, cover his children and his wife, Lord Jesus. I decree and I declare, we are created in your sight by the power of the Almighty God, that wealth and riches is in his house. God, you prophesied it, and you are not a God that goes back on your word. Father God,
Jesus,
you sent the word that the lost sheep would go forth. God, you sent the word, oh God, that his life would be blessed, that the blessings of increase all of his life. And God, we thank you for the manifestation of the promises being fulfilled. We decree and declare, oh God, that the wealth of the wicked that was laid up for him has been released now in the matchless name of Jesus. Father God, give him strength, oh God. Encourage him, oh God. Oh God, and as your word continue to dwell in him richly, oh God. Let his soul prosper. Let him have divine health, oh God. Let divine wealth be upon him, oh God. I just think it's upon his life, oh God, in the matchless name of Jesus. Oh God, let him be of the courage. Let him wait on you, oh God.
Pray, God.
Oh God, let him mount up on wings, oh God. Soar above the storm clouds in the name of Jesus. God, I bless you because I see the glory of your life. God, I see the new anointing of fire. God, I see the new Holy Ghost that you're working in him, oh God, for the journey that he must take, oh God. And I bless you now, God, in the matchless name of Jesus. And we glorify you because, God, it don't look as it seems. And it may not mean denial. But God, I thank you that he has a victory. And that he is more than a conqueror. Because he loves you, oh God. And we bless you. And we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you,
glory to God. Yes, man of God, God says, just lift your hands and praise him. Your praise into weapons, and your praise and your worship is what's going to carry you through. God says he's going to wipe the tears from your eyes. Just keep lifting your eyes and your hands to the hills. From which cometh your help, says the Lord. I'm there. I'm there. I promise to never believe you or forsake you. God says I'm there. Just praise me, says the Lord. I live in your father. He called me in your father. Your praise is going to bring your reward. Says the Spirit of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, Shabbat.
We call in your father.
Hallelujah. Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
Jesus.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
My God, my
God.
Thank you, Hallelujah. Jesus. I knew it was something attached to that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God, birth the name. I knew it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What powerful, powerful. Praise the Lamb of God. Move of God. Man of God. Hallelujah. This one done changed. It done already changed. Praise the Lamb of God. Your condition done already changed. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You just watch what God does. I tell you, Anthony, praise the Lamb of God. I sat there in that room, praise the Lamb of God, and I put a gun in my hand.
My God.
I wanted to take my life. The only time in life I ever wanted to take my life.
My God, my God.
My God, a man, everybody know he used to be my co-host there, Lawrence London. Lonnie knocked on that door, and I thought it was my son. I threw the gun up under the mattress, and I went to the door, wiped the tears out of my eyes, and he stood there with a bucket of chicken from John Edwards. And he said, Uncle Shake? I said, yes, son. He said, teach me how to preach. Well, nobody teach me. No, God called me. And we stayed up all night eating chicken, and I taught him homiletics and hermeneutics and just all night long, man, till the sun came out. And that morning, the sun was shining through the window. I looked out when he left and said, I guess you got need of me, huh? And, man, the power of God filled that room, and the Lord started talking to me about ministry stuff that I'm doing today.
My God.
Thank you.
For some reason, he had to bring me to rock bottom and let me know my education and all that I had done meant nothing in comparison to what his will was for my life.
Jesus.
Man, just be strong and know God has not forsaken you, neither has he left you. Praise the Lamb of God. And let me tell you something. You know when Job went through, when he came out, he got double for his
strength.
Hallelujah. He got double. Over your life.
Jesus.
I speak the double portion. Hallelujah. Over your life. The Lamb of God.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Will restore and give you double your trouble. In the name of Jesus, the Christ of God. And it is so. Hallelujah. Thank you, Bertha. Hallelujah. That woman of God knows she got that. When Bertha pray, my God, I think the devil go run and get up under the couch or something. I tell you the truth. The Lamb of God, what a praying woman. What a praying woman she is. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. We got another caller here. Let's see who this is. That was the testimony of testimony. When you can testify of your downfall, when you can testify of your brokenness, when you can testify, hallelujah, while you're down and out,
Jesus,
you got some kind of connection with God. Aircode 817, your mic is hot. Aircode 817.
Hey, Prophet, how are you? This is Elder Helen Collins Epp. This is Elder Epp in Fort Worth. Yes.
This morning star, y'all. This is our host of the gathering. Oh,
hi,
my
everybody.
Goodness. You know what?
Hi,
I didn't even know it.
Hello.
I really, how are you doing today, woman of God?
I'm doing great today. I'm doing really great. Really great.
This is the prayer storm woman, people of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my
God.
Oh, Helen, what you want to talk to us about? Come on, talk to me.
Well, I got in. I really got in on the tail end of the gentleman that you were ministering to, but I tuned in about the time you were saying something about you had a master's degree and people had money in the bank, et cetera. So I didn't hear the testimony, but while the woman of God was praying and I was just listening, and I just heard the Spirit of the Lord say to just speak to the gentleman's frustration. Just speak to his frustration. And tell him to just turn his pain into power for him. No longer allow the pain to control his destiny. So let it go and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to him and use that for the glory of God. And watch God turn the situation around. I didn't hear the testimony itself, but I heard the frustration.
Well, baby, I'm telling you, that testimony was a testimony, praise the Lamb of God, of brokenness, of losing his home for him and his family. He's living in an apostle's basement right now in a small space, and this, that, another. An apostle took them in, praise the Lamb of God, down in the Atlanta, Georgia area, praise God. But he said he yet holding on, he yet trusting God. Hallelujah. And he himself is a prophet. Praise God, Prophet Anthony. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Something I'm learning, Prophet Shakespeare, is I think often in the body of Christ, those that are leaders, prophets, apostles, evangelists, preachers, teachers, etc., we sometimes have to go back and just remember that it is our testimony that becomes our story that gives life and breath to what we do. So even in the midst of this trial, you got to remember, and I say this as encouragement, it is your trials, it is the tough places in your life that give breath to the anointing that's on the inside of you. I was ministering the other day about Elijah, and when Elijah left the brook and went to Zarephath, a place of testing. He left a dry place going to another dry place, and the first person he meets is a widow who is about to take her last bite and die. But look what God does.
Yes.
God can do some awesome things when we're in the valley. God can do some awesome things when we think we're going under.
Yes, he can.
So I praise the Lord. I just felt a breaking in my spirit when the woman of God began to pray. I wasn't sure what all the story was, but I felt a breaking in my spirit. So I say to the man and whoever else is going through, listen, you just got to learn how to shout in the midst of the storm. You're coming out. We're coming out. By faith, we're coming out. And we're shouting the victory. Hallelujah. We turn that thing, we turn dead places into live places. The prophet spoke in the graveyard and told the dead folks to get up and live again. And they got up.
Yes,
so I
Lord.
Say today, live again, man of God. Live again.
Live again.
Hallelujah.
My God. I tell him what you were saying, you know, and I was sharing with him, praise the Lamb of God. I know what it is to come home and all your furniture is on the line.
Lord Jesus.
I know what it is to come home and put all your stuff on a truck with no destination.
Mm-hmm.
They put that truck in a barn at the university and kept all my furniture on that truck until I could get it in a storage. And I lived in a hotel. I personally, Prophet Anthony, lived in the hotel for a year. Hello, light bulb.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Me, I lived in that hotel on 9 Mile Road for a year in that one room. I had a hot plate in there. Some of y'all don't even know what a hot plate is.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. I made grilled cheese with an iron.
Lord Jesus. Well, if it's not that man of God, if we tell the truth, we all been in some dark places.
You've been in some dark places.
Yeah, if we tell the truth, it might not have been, you know, some might have been put out, others might have gone through different things. Shoot, a man called me a tramp and a hoe on a Sunday morning in front of 800 folks. Do you hear me? With my son and his fiance sitting on the front row in the church, and I'm the big time district missionary in the church. Do you hear me? We all
he
have been through something.
He called you a tramp, in front of your fiance.
In front of my son's fiance who was visiting us
God,
for the first time.
God.
Do you hear me?
Oh my.
We have all been through something. And if we tell the truth, if we really tell the truth, it's been our testimonies, hallelujah, that has given us the anointing and has allowed us
hallelujah.
To walk in the places that we now walk in. Because if we hadn't gone through that, if we hadn't gone through those dry places in our lives and kept on going, we wouldn't be where we are today. That birthed the prayer center. I feel like shouting right now. I feel ashamed right now. Took my pain to birth a house of prayer. It took your
Hallelujah.
Pain to birth a powerful prophetic ministry.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Right? It took that for True Christian Assembly to be alive today. TCA is still today because of where I had to go. And when I'm telling you, set up for a blessing. Your story is going to be his glory. Hallelujah. Glory in your
story.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Normally, the breaking of day comes after we've been broken.
Mm-hmm.
When you can see the breaking of day, that means you've been broken. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
A minute after midnight. 1 second. One second. Joy comes in the morning. 1 second.
Hallelujah.
1 second after midnight. Joy comes in the morning. You got to shout
comes
in the midnight.
In the morning.
Shout in the midnight. Shout in the midnight. Rejoice in the midnight.
Rejoice.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God. My God.
Lord. You know what, Apostle? Can I say something?
Prophet Daryl Saunders.
Yes. I want to say this. If you don't press a grape, you will never be able to get grape juice. If you will never pressure on an olive, you'll never get oil.
Mm-hmm.
If you will never put pressure on a believer,
Amen.
You won't get an anointing.
Right.
I come to know when a saint, when a believer is under pressure,
yeah.
I can get his perfect praise.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Somebody catch that at Pillow Talk time.
Jesus.
We have to go through pressure.
Yes.
We must go through pressure. Mm. All because pressure becomes praise.
Yes.
My God.
Oh, my God. When you yes, begin to praise God under pressure.
Under
I'm
pressure.
I'm telling you everything, every demon and every devil got to come to know.
Hallelujah.
All because they think you have been overtaken. Hallelujah. But see, they didn't know that God said, I, the thoughts that I have concerning you, that you got an expectancy.
Amen.
I often tell people, you don't let the devil see you stressing. And you don't know that the enemy see you sweat. Because one
My
thing
God.
I come to realize, the things that I have endured in this season, I know the anointing that sets upon my life
Jesus.
Is greater.
Yes.
When you walk in the authority of God and walk into the favor of God, can't no demon in hell trample over the Jesus that's in you.
My God, my God. Do y'all hear this? Do y'all think, did y'all people, y'all listening to this, all of you that's on the show today, via the internet, telephone, whatever. Praise the Lamb of God. Listen, you wait till all of us get under the cloud at the prayer center. Praise November the 6th and 8th in Dallas, Fort Worth, with this woman of God who called in to encourage this man of God right on time. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. At the Morning Star Prayer Center. When prayer and the prophetic come together, man, oh, man. My goodness, what a time we're going to have. The cloud of God has been promised to us already. Praise the Lamb of God. The cloud of God, the kind of glory, has been promised to us already. The Lord promised me that he would send the cloud, that the cloud would be there. That means he's going to be there. Praise the Lamb of God in the cloud. 6th, 7th, and 8th of November, you ought to come and be a part, praise the Lamb of God, of these 2 days, these two nights, praise the Lamb of God, of glorious, prophetic, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, operation and prayer. We don't go in the prayer center without praying. Now, this is not my first time going to the prayer center. I know what happened at the prayer center. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We create the prayer storm. The precipitation gets thick. Hallelujah. At the prayer center. Praise the Lamb of God. And Helen Epps is our host. And her and her wonderful husband, praise the Lamb of God, Robert. And we thank God for them and the staff there. Boy, I'm telling you, I want you all to come just to see, praise the Lamb of God, excellence to see, praise the Lamb of God, this and meet this woman of God. Such a beautiful spirit. She looks just like her voice. Hallelujah. And the glory of the Lord rests upon her face. And she's so spirit. And she's going to be one of our speakers, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, yes. She's a preacher, reacher woman, I tell you that. Praise the Lamb. Prophet Dale, she's going to preach you under the pew.
Well, I'm
right
I
ain't
here.
You telling you, you better come light that night, praise the Lamb of God. Whenever she stands, she is going to be one of our speakers, and we thank and praise God for her and the hospitality. I didn't call her and say, I need a place. She called me and said, man of God, God is worrying me about you. Hallelujah. And I told you all that God had told me, hold up and wait. Do not sign a contract nowhere. Just wait. And I was running around everywhere trying to see where we was going. And when she spoke, it was like John the Baptist in my belly when he met Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. God said, that's what I had you waiting on. Praise the Lamb of God. And all the accommodations are there with us. Praise the Lamb of God. Helen, come on, talk to us, because we got some more callers here. Praise the Lamb. Anything else you want to say or share with us?
Well, I want to tell you, I want to tell the listening audience that you prophesied to us about 4 years ago. Well, first time you prophesied was probably 6 years ago, and you had just ministered, and you know, people who know me know I don't play games, and I'm pretty straightforward. But after you ministered that night, you ministered at First St. John's. After you ministered and you began to pray for people, you took your sweat, which I thought was kind of icky, and you took your sweat and you rubbed it on me, and you said, "I pray this anointing be upon the woman of God." And you began to just minister how God was going to bless us. And at that time, I was in a traditional ministry. And later on, I didn't understand. As a matter of fact, I thought it was kind of, you know, just kind of yucky. I just thought it was yucky. Why would you just take your sweat and rub it on me? Because, you know, I'm a pretty, you know, I know how to be, you know, I'm kind of very careful. And you rubbed it on me. And 2 years later, God said, build the prayer house. And you came back in the midst of all that and testified and prophesied to me again, spoke life into me at a prayer conference. And then another year passed, and we began to build a prayer house. You prophesied that God was going to bless. And we built the prayer house, and God sent a donor and rebuilt the prayer center for us to the tune of $3,000. We're a prayer house. We're not a church. We don't have ministry. Then you prayed for me again in the small building and said, I see three buildings you're going to get.
God.
A few days later, we bought three buildings at a phenomenal price, paid for it. A donor gave us the money. Now we have two buildings that you ministered to us. We have two buildings, all paid for, no church members. Praise the Lord. Walked by faith. Praise God.
Peace.
Everything is paid for. Everything is paid for.
My
so,
God.
Man, God, you know, we gladly welcome you to come to Fort Worth. We're going to pull out the red carpet. We gladly say, come, man of God, and bring all your team with you.
Jesus. Amen.
Lord have mercy. So, now, y'all heard it out of her own mouth, and I didn't ask her to call in today. Y'all heard this out of her own mouth, her own testimony. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, but that's how the Lord was. Helen, I don't remember putting my sweat on you.
Yeah,
really?
John, you just took your sweat and rubbed it. I thought, God, help this man, Jesus.
I'm
you know,
not to do that, though, but I don't.
But you know what I say now? Man of God, take your sweat. That's fine. Rub it. Ha-shaka. Rub it. It's okay. Because your heart is in the right place. You're a man of God. And you just become my brother, my husband and I. You sat at our table and you minister
yes,
to
Lord.
Us. My husband don't have much confidence in too many prophets. But my husband has great confidence in Prophet Shakespeare. And we just love him as a brother. And you know what? He didn't even know I was going to call in, but I just heard the Lord say, and my secretary called in, and we called in, because I want to tell you he's a mighty man of God. He's just been a blessing to us, and I pray we've been a blessing to him. The people that he has prophesied to, every word has come true, and I praise God for that. I'm a little slow in some arenas. I don't just put my hand on every prophet because, you know, there are a lot of prophet lies. So I praise the Lord for the man of God, and we welcome you to come to Fort Worth. We just know the Holy Ghost is going to open up the windows of heaven, and God, we're going to be blessed. We're going to be blessed naturally. We're going to be blessed spiritually. You know, people are already calling in from across the country, so we're excited, Prophet Shakespeare. We're excited about you coming. We know it's going to be a blessing. Because we believe that we are a prophetic door in this region and that God has given us favor. So we praise the Lord for you, Miss God.
I want you to know, Helen, we're excited about coming. Praise the Lamb of God and all that God is going to do. That I'm just so grateful that he allowed us to connect when we connect. And God just has his way of doing things. Praise the Lamb of God. So it can be a blessing to us as well as give him glory. Praise the Lamb of God. And that's exactly what he's done through the prophetic word. Praise the Lamb of God through prayer and through us covering one another. Praise the Lamb. Now, I'm going to put this out here because I need some prayer on it. I went and looked at a $1.2 million facility to purchase on yesterday. And when I walked up to the building, Pastor Eric Nation called me, and he described the building over the phone in California.
Wow.
And he's been calling me twice this morning and say, Shay, God's going to give you that property.
Jesus, praise the Lord. $1 million
facility sitting on 5 acres.
Praise the Lord.
Hello, Lightbug.
Praise
the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
I believe God
yes,
has
Lord.
Blessings. God has blessings for his people, and I ministered on this last night. We have to put our faith to action. We can't just preach about it and talk about it, but we have to put our faith in action. So I believe God is just walking the earth realm looking for people who will trust him. And then because he knows those that will trust him, that he can trust them. He can trust them. So I touch and agree with you. I touch and agree. We touch and agree. We'll be praying. We'll put it on our list.
Put it on the list, daughter.
Nothing is impossible. I'm telling you. If God
does
it for us,
I want to be able to host a prayer center in Detroit.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. But God can do it. God can do it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
My God, my God.
We just believe, God, that somebody will give you the money. We just say,
amen.
God, release a donor.
Amen.
Release a donor in the heavenly atmosphere. Release a donor so that it comes into the earth realm. And the earth realm is clear. Put Prophet Shakespeare's name on the mind of somebody who's looking to be a blessing to someone. So, God, we pray now that you just release it now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Michael Shakespeare for the new building, for the new land, God, that he desires. He said you would give him the desires of his heart. So we touch and agree now in Jesus' name. And if that's not the peace, give him another peace in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I walk by faith and not by sight. My God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, have mercy. Praise the Lamb. Now, let me ask, Prophet Dale, Bert, do y'all have a word for this woman of God, anybody?
Hallelujah.
Somebody breaking up.
Pastor Eric. There's another level that God has taken to, as prophet says, I like to use dimension. But there's another dimension of anointing and fire that God is fixing to take you to, and favor, divine favor. is upon your life and upon your ministry. And God says all you have to do is ask in his name, decree a thing, and it shall be established because of your faithfulness to your word and your obedience to the man of God and to the obedience to the word of God. God says this is your season. Wealth and riches is upon your house, says the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We receive the word.
Yes.
Yeah, somebody has a mic open or something that's causing echo and static. Please turn get your mic off speaker, your phone off speaker. It's reverbing. All right. Praise the Lord. Prophet Darryl, did you say something?
I just want to download and upload into the man and woman of God. I want to tell you that the Lord said the answer is yes. Yes, you will be able to house and be able to be a blessing to people that are less fortunate. You're going to be able to open up homes for people that cannot afford homes. Ah. God said, yes, you will be able to open up homes and shelter the people and nurture them in the admonition of God. God said, if you would just teach my people what my word said, I'm going to open up avenues for you that you know not of. He said, I have not seen, nor ears have heard, neither have it entered into the hearts of men the things that he got in store for you. I don't know how you all know how this is going to come about, but I see Michelle, I see you sitting down talking to Michelle Obama. And I'm not just saying that just to sound repetitiously, and I'm not just saying that all because. God said he's going to allow you to talk to this woman of God. Yes, Lord. Okay. Yes, God. Now, when you meet this woman, it's nothing like y'all going to come with a health plan for the less fortunate. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Y'all going to come together for a health plan to where y'all can be able to help people to get back into society.
What you say? My God, my God. My God, my God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. I sure can believe in being with Obama's wife, though. I can see that.
We receive that.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the name that's above every name. Boy, oh boy, these mics are lit up today. It's Testimony Tuesday, as y'all see. We are testifying in God about his goodness, his greatness, even, praise the Lamb of God, in the midst of whatever we're going through. We know that our God is able, praise the Lamb of God, to turn triumph, to turn tragedy into triumph and triumph into a testimony concerning his glory. We're here live with, praise the woman of God out of Fort Worth, Texas, praise the Lamb of God, Helen F., who's over the press, praise the Lamb of God, that's going to be hosting the gathering November the 6th, 7th, and 8th in Fort Worth, Texas. You don't want to miss it. The rooms are under $100, people of God. Call and book your room. Ask for the PSM block, the gathering, praise the Lamb of God, and get your discount. They're not even charging it to your card yet. They're not even putting it on your card. You can call and hold your room, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What favor. Y'all know what they charged us last year, the hotel, praise the Lamb of God. If you book the room, they charge you. As soon as you booked it for your first night, non-refundable. But this hotel, praise the Lamb of God, showed us great favor because of the relationship that Helen Epps has with it, praise the Lamb of God, the woman of God has. They said, if you say they coming, we believe it, praise the Lamb of God. And they blocked our rooms and everything, praise the Lamb. They even asked me for a card number to hold all of these rooms. That's the type of favor that's on us, praise the Lamb of God. Helen is working expeditiously to get us some type of courtesy service so that everyone that's coming in will be picked up from the airport. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, she's working it out for us. People of God, all you have to do is prepare to come and share. Praise the Lamb of God. There's going to be some meals prepared for us right there at the press center. It's going to be awesome. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, one thing these people can do is cook. They can pray and cook. I promise you that. They can pray and prepare food. They can do that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And let me tell you, you know, everything's big in Texas, so just come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything's big in Texas. Hallelujah. So you don't dare want to miss that. It's going to be a glorious time. Praise the Lamb. We're going to be laying hands, praise the Lamb of God, on the woman of God, Gail Johnson. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're going to be affirming the office of prophetess. Praise the Lamb of God on Friday morning. In our morning session, praise the Lamb of God. I want you to be there. I want you to be there. I want you to be there in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's going to be on and popping for you. You want to get there. You want to get there. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, I want to open up another mic. Let's see who this is here. Area code 331. Your mic is hot.
Hey, Prophet. Hey, Prophet Daryl, Prophet Bertha. This is Sandra. How you guys doing?
We blessed today. How you doing, daughter?
Oh, Papa Shakespeare, let me tell you, today, glory be unto the Lord God. I am excited about what God is getting ready to do in this season for his people.
My goodness gracious. Hallelujah.
Let me tell you, Papa, listening to Prophet Anthony, his testimony has just opened up a door of revelation unto me through what it is that I'm going through. I'm not dealing with anything. I'm going through a situation. And one thing the Holy Spirit revealed to me as the woman of God was speaking was how Satan likes to appear to man that God is not who he said he is and he can't do what he said he can do through circumstances and through situations. The enemy will lie, steal, and deceive. But man of God, listen to me what God has said. The Spirit of the Lord said that he will not allow man and the enemy to make a liar out of him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
But Satan meant for evil. God said he's about to turn this thing around for your good. God is about
Prophet
to reveal
Anthony,
himself
speaking to, you.
To his people. Of what he said. He said, you are more than victorious. You are more than an overcomer. God said he's about to bring you out, and he's bringing you out as pure gold. He took you
Glory
to the potter's house to break you. And the breaking was not just so that you can be hurt or feel the pain. It's in the midst of that pain that you realize and you know that God is getting ready to do something great and something awesome. So, man of God, you begin to shout. You begin to lift your hands high. You begin to dance and dance on the devil's head. As my Papa Shakespeare says, in his words, the devil is alive with a bow tie on, walking back.
My God.
That's my word.
You say?
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb.
He tried to show me I had received a letter with some financial issues. That Prophet Daryl had spoken to me concerning some things in my life, and I got a negative response to those things. I almost said it was bad news, but the Spirit of the Lord told me, he said, it wasn't bad news. He said, it just wasn't the kind you was expecting. Now, stand still and see my salvation.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, anytime we go through anything, there is going to be some faith challenges that's included. Praise the Lamb of God in what we're going through. And we must come to a place of making a conscious decision that I'm going to walk through this by faith, whatever you're going through, that I'm going through by faith. Praise the Lamb of God. Stay in the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing the Word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If you stay in that Word, stay in prayer, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I promise you, the Lord is going to lead you and guide you every step of the way. because he knows the test that is placed before you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it may be hard for you to hear him during that time. Praise the Lamb of God. But know he's there. Know he's there. Praise the Lamb of God. He may be the silent participant, but I promise you he's participating. Oh, God, I'm saying something to you right now. Lamb of God. You know what Job said? You know what Job said when he finally got frustrated with all he was going through? He said, oh, if I could find you. I've searched for you, and I can't.
Hallelujah.
God was the silent participant. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So don't think he's not there. He's there. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He's there. Hallelujah. In the midst of it. My God, my God, my God. Boy, what a show today. I tell you, I'm excited about God today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My daughter, they called in. I want them to release that money so she can get to the gathering. Air code 919. Air code 919. Your mic is hot.
Jesus.
Air code 919.
Amen. Prophet.
Who's calling? All right.
Prophet.
They might be doing multiple things. Praise the Lamb of God. It's Testimony Tuesdays here. God. We still have time for some more testimonies. Anybody got a testimony? One on your dial. Praise the Lamb. And don't be bashful with it. Bring it on. Bring it on. We want to hear what God is doing in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Who said prophet?
I did. Granddaughter.
All right, granddaughter.
I got a testimony. I thank God.
Right.
Well, Friday night we went to church. And I just thank God for the word that went forth. And, you know, the word that went forth was that he was speaking on resources and money. And he was saying that we don't have a money problem. We have a praise problem. And God began to open that thing up. The problem is not that we have a money issue, because money has never did anything to us. The problem is we have a praise problem. We don't want to praise God in the midst of anything. When God does something great for us, we don't want to praise him, because then we want to say we had a hand in it. When things go wrong, then we really don't want to praise God, because he ain't came through like we thought he should. But the problem is that we're not praising him throughout everything that we go through. We don't praise God. But when we praise God, then that releases the rays. That releases God to come in and do what he said that he was going to do for us, because we have given him permission to come in. Amen. So I just thank God that when we went through service Friday night, that we began to praise him and God began to release some things for us and to us. And so I thank God that even in spite of whatever we're going through, even if it's good or bad or we don't think it happened the way it should happen, that I can find myself praising him now in spite of whatever situation I'm in.
My God, my God. Hallelujah. Yeah, praise the Lamb of God. That's a good word. Thank you so much. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. People of God, even in the midst of the tragedies, in the midst of the test, the tribulation that we go through, praise the Lamb of God, there's still, watch this now, godly discipline that has to be in place, praise the Lamb of God. The Lord tells us how to handle, through the book of James, how to handle our trial.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When we're going through, he tells us how to deal with what we're going through.
Yes, he does.
Huh? Mm-hmm. You know what he says, dude? You know what he says, do, Anthony? He says, rejoice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, God. Yes, God.
He says, rejoice. when you fall into divers temptations. Isn't that what he said?
Yeah. That's the word.
Hallelujah. When the trials of life and the tests come, he says rejoice. The only reason why you rejoice it is because they are working for your good.
Yeah.
The testing of your faith, the trying of your faith and your patience. Praise the Lamb of God. So James tells us, he says, you really knew that all of this stuff that you're going through and dealing with is to make you better and to give you a greater position in God. So that you can have a greater level of faith to exercise in your tomorrow. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. He said, rejoice. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. It's difficult to rejoice unless you know that this is a test that I'm about to pass.
Yes, my God.
Hallelujah. You can rejoice in the test.
Hallelujah.
My God, my God, my God. Very few came to class happy about a test. But those of us who had studied and prepared and knew we knew the answers, we sit up in class joking and laughing before the test started. Everybody else was sitting in there all solemn and scared that they was going to fail the test. But when you prepare, come on, talk to me here.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God for your test.
Amen. Amen.
You can rejoice in the test. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Thought I'd throw that in. Praise God. Because a lot of believers in this season are under so much stress and they're under so much of burdens until there's so much depression. Praise the Lamb of God. And suicidal thoughts that's being released. Praise the Lamb in and on the believers. I'm talking about the believers.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because we don't have our godly disciplines in place.
Jesus.
We've been duped by the enemy and by a lot of false teaching. Well, I ain't going to say false teaching. Misappropriated teaching. In other words, teaching that's taken out of context and only giving you a part of it and not all of it.
Right.
But God ain't never promised us an easy life.
No, he did not.
Hello, light bulb. Jesus never promised us that.
Yes, Lord.
He told us we was going to be hated. He told us we was going to be persecuted. He told us we was going to go through trials. He told us all of this. Praise the Lamb. But somebody came around and picked out that was written in red to sound good. Actually, it shall be claiming, naming and claiming. Somebody just picked out the good part. Praise the Lamb of God. They make you feel good without the process being attached to it.
Oh, yes.
And so all of the prosperity teaching and all of this, and then we took on, you're not blessed unless you have a house and cars and this, that, and another. Praise the Lamb of God. Because after I left the hotel, know what I found out? You know what I found out, Anthony? Hallelujah.
On,
several of my minister friends had lived in hotels before.
Come on now.
Come on.
And then one of my friends, when I told him I was living in a hotel, he said, oh, you living high on the hog. That's executive living. It's your perception of where you are.
That's so true.
One side of you, Anthony, watch this. You say you lost your house, right? The flip side of it is you living rent-free.
Come on now.
Praise the Lord. Jesus. Come on, Jesus.
You ain't got a mortgage or nothing. Your kids at school, you ain't got a mortgage or nothing.
I hear you, Lord.
There's a flip side to the coin. It's about perception.
Yes, it is. That's a good one.
Yes, Lord.
Woo! Goodness gracious.
I hear you, Lord.
Our perception of things, praise the Lamb of God, how we receive it is going to determine how you're going to deal with it.
Yes, sir.
But
yes,
when you
Lord.
Really see God in the midst of you and know that he's there, this promise he made to us, Anthony, he can't go back on because he's not a man that he could lie.
Yes.
Lo, I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
To the end of the world.
Yes, Lord. Yes, my God.
Thank you, Prophet.
Hallelujah. Yes.
I think something else, I think that's such a word. Here's something else I think we have to realize. There are many Anthonys. There are many
Anthonys. Yeah.
There are many Michaels. There are many Helens. And what we have to look at is our places of disappointment, our places of loneliness, our places of barrenness, our places of weariness that take us to the backside of the desert, it's for his glory.
Yes.
And it puts us to a place to where we begin to look at ourselves. Because when everything is good, we forget to look at who we are. And sometimes we lose ourselves. And God intends for us to go back to the old landmark and inquire. Because we get accustomed to preaching the same stuff we've been preaching all along. And God is just simply saying, I want to teach you, I want to take you deeper. I want to take you to a new place.
Yes.
I want you to hear me, because you see, we can hear God when we're on the we're in the backside of the desert. It takes out all of the noise.
Yes, it does.
And that's intentional. My God, it takes out the noise and the distractions.
Yes, it does.
Now we're saying, what did I do wrong? What happened, God? Now God has your attention.
Yes.
He has your attention. And so he can bless you. Now he can. You're just at a place where he can really bless you, because now you're in a humble position. You're in a humble position. Now you're in a place where you can really say, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
How many people can preach God's glory while living in somebody else's basement?
Amen.
How many
people
are going to be bold enough and courageous enough to tell an audience, look, I can speak faith into your life because I'm walking in faith right now. In this season, you got to have your own testimony, baby. In this season, you can't tell folks what somebody else did. You got to be able to tell them where you been, what you did, and how God brought you out.
Hallelujah.
This is a refining time. Our trials refine us. Zarephath was a place of refining. It was a place of testing. And the first person that Elijah meets is a poor woman who's talking about, I'm going to eat my last bread and die. And the prophet said, give me some water. And she looks at the water and can do the water, but then the person goes further than that and said, don't just give me water, give me your last.
Come on.
Give me your last.
And because she didn't argue with him, she just said, I'm going to gather my sticks, make my fire, me and my child, we're going to eat the last, and we're going to die. And then she looked, I'm a woman. You know, I'm a woman. So because of her faith and her integrity saw through and matched his integrity, she took a last and gave it to him. And when she did, guess what happened? Her barrels didn't go dry anymore.
My God.
Honey, you got to rejoice in the dry place. My God,
yes,
you got to shout in the dry place. You got to start testifying in the dry place. Get on the corner and start telling folks, God is yet God. I may be going through, but I trust God. I'm coming out. I'm coming out with my hands lifted up. I'm shouting. My blessing is right around the corner. So I'm not going to stay in this dungeon and be quiet and be shamed. You got to make the devil out of a lie and say, I'm not shamed because God is yet God. Ain't that what the Hebrew boy said? If God don't deliver us, we know he can.
Come on,
Jesus. So we shouting with you. Your testimony done blessed me, honey. I got to get off this line and go to work. Your testimony has blessed me today, because I believe by faith God's going to bless you. I believe even now he's blessing you. And each one of us that heard this, we're blessed. We're better. Hallelujah. Your testimony is making us better.
Yes.
My God, my God, my God.
Yes,
I tell you, Boy, oh boy, what a wonderful, wonderful show this has been. What a wonderful time we've had. People who got here at PSM Live. Thank you, woman of God, Helen. Thank you so much, you and Liv, for tapping in to us today. You're always welcome to come on the show any day, anytime. Praise the Lamb of God. We roll out the red carpet to you. Hallelujah. You have the key to the show. My goodness gracious. God, let me tell you something. You want to go on and register for the conference. You want to go on and get your room. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This is flight exception month. You're not going to get flights at the prices that you're going to get them probably no more this year. Praise the Lamb of God, than you can get right now. Hallelujah. In the month that we're in this September month. Praise the Lamb of God. They're giving out the flights now for the holidays and all of that kind of stuff, trying to make front money. And it's a great time for you to get your flight. Praise the Lamb of God. You might have to shift some things around, shift some funds around to be able to do it. Praise God. But this is the time to do it. Somebody called me just the other day and said, I went on there and they had a flight from somewhere for $170, and I said I was going to wait. I said, don't you wait. You better get the $170 round trip.
Okay.
Dallas-Fort Worth, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, right.
You better get that ticket. You better get that ticket. Hallelujah. Yes. Know when the Lord is trying to bless you. My God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
It is going to be an exciting and wonderful time as we pray together. Praise the Lamb of God. As we prophesy, and I shared this, and I'm going to say it to you again, there's going to be a lot of personal prophecy given out at the gathering, praise the Lamb of God, due to the fact of our theme of fulfilling your promise, praise the Lamb of God. And God is going to reveal to you just where you are and just what's about to happen to you. The next thing is, that's just being prophesied right now. It's happening so fast, it's blowing people's minds. Somebody texted me this morning, my daughter down in Nashville texted me this morning and said, Prophet, you prophesied the other day to me. Praise the Lord, you spoke to me and told me that the Lord was going to give me some unexpected money. It was coming in the mail. She said, I went to the mailbox and it was $500 in there. Somebody sent to me. It's happening real fast right now.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. God is doing it as fast as he said. Before we can call, he's answering. Praise the Lamb of God. And he's performing his good word in our lives. I said he's performing his good word in our lives. Praise the Lamb of God. Athelia, thank you for being here. Granddaughter, Prophet Darrell, Bertha, thank you all. Praise the Lamb of God for being on the show. Prophet Anthony, thank you. For being a go to PSMINTL, Sixman Ministries International, praise the Lamb, .org. Hallelujah. There's material there, oil, there's everything. The books are there, praise the Lamb of God, that we have written. Our manuals are there, things of that nature. Praise the Lamb of God. Listen, this has been a wonderful, awesome show. Tell your friends they can listen to it on the archives 24/7. Praise the Lamb of God. About 30 minutes from now, this show will be available to be listened to. Every show we have done is taped. Hallelujah. So you can come back on Blog Talk Radio, PSM Live, and listen to any show you want to listen to that we have done. Praise the Lamb of God in the past. Amen. Listen, I love you all, and no matter where you are, what level you're at, where you're sitting, where you're laying, where you've been thrown to the side, this is what I got to tell you to do. Arise!
Come on and praise the Lord, everybody. Come on and bless the Lord in this place. Come on and put your hands together. Come on, we want the people of the earth.